pranks of Kim Kardashian and Ray J. We'll explain.
And we have a dish debate that will make you have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ooh.
Yes, Sherry, honey. We might need it because, honey, we got to pray, honey, over Brad's family field, honey. We'll get into that.
Not talking about me like I'm not sitting right here, Gary. And our boy Andrew Freund sits down with DeJuan DeWise and Bryce Dallas Howard to dish about Jurassic World Dominion Extended Edition.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Okay, so this past weekend, the Afflecks made it official in front of their loved ones at Ben's Mansion in Riceboro, Georgia, in a beautiful all-white affair. Clothing, not people. Now, the celebration had a low price tag of $400,000. Now, family and friends enjoyed cigars and barbecue inside of Ben's farmhouse on the property, and it was a night to remember. Now, Ben's ex, Jennifer Garner, she was invited to the ceremony, but guess what she did?
What?
She decided to go to Sam's Club with her boyfriend instead.
Oh, yeah.
No, 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 no.
Why would she go, though?
A lot of delicious samples at Sam's.
Yes, I'd rather do that.
And can you believe another celebrity had the nerve to get married on the same weekend? It was Sarah Hyland from Modern Family and Bachelor in Paradise's Wells Adam. They tied the knot in the beautiful Santa Barbara. Oh,
nice.
Yes, and you know, everybody, it was a lot of her Modern Family cast members there. Sofia Vergara was there. Nolan Gould was there. Who else? Julie Bowen was there. Jesse Tyler Ferguson left his Broadway show and he attended. So it had a nice wedding.
That's why I'm so shocked that Ed O'Neill didn't go, because he was like the dad on the show and just like they were so tight for so many years. Seriously. You would just assume he would show up.
He probably was busy. Anybody got time to be going to these weddings, honey?
He had to be
your day off, honey, so he probably didn't go.
They had to be busy. That cast is real tight. They worked together for years. If there's any reason that one of them was there, they had to be super busy.
Yeah, it was a good reason they went to see.
Ben Affleck's brother didn't even go. Casey was doing things. He said he couldn't be bothered, honey, so he was doing other things.
Really?
So he didn't even go to the wedding. So they I went.
You went?
That was on the way to my uncle's house in Riceboro. And
so you drove past the wedding.
I passed by.
So you just drove past.
The wedding kind of reminded me of when Forrest Gump and Jenny got married.
Yeah.
And it was real chill.
Exactly.
It was a beautiful, beautiful wedding. Yeah, this is what it reminded
me of. Forrest Gump and Jenny.
It's just Forrest and Jenny. It's Ben and Jenny.
Listen up, city boys, because men everywhere have their fingers crossed, because rumor has it that there might be a Lori Harvey sex tape floating around. As Dish's number one detective, I have looked around. I have not found any footage. It evidently hasn't been released. But once the rumor hit the internet, men could not resist from sharing their excitement.
I was one of them.
Someone tweeted out, "I got 17 viruses looking for this Lori Harvey link. My computer about to blow up. Can y'all stop playing? Is it real or is it not?"
And someone else tweeted their disappointment and said, "When you click on Lori Harvey link and it's Wendy Williams, yuck."
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Has anyone found it and can they send it to me?
Ooh.
Not yet. And it wasn't for lack of trying. I went straight to Reddit when I heard that this was a thing, and I was like,
Right.
Yeah, but the deal is that, y'all, if this is true, baby, we need pertinent information, honey. Who the tables with, baby? Is it with Future? Is it with Diddy? Is it with Diddy's son, Justin? Is it with Michael B. Jordan? Is it with Tracy? We need to know, honey. I mean, you know.
People gotta know. You can't be filming yourself doing the dirty if you're a celebrity.
People do it, though, bro.
Because it's just going to get released.
That's why you got to go old school with it and stop doing it on these phones. You got to get, like, a camera. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? That you got to pop a tape in.
But you know what, y'all? Sometimes you be at the dentist's office waiting or at the doctor's office. You just want to look at your sex tape. It passes the time. It's better than reading a magazine.
No, man.
Just look at your sex tape while you're waiting.
Sherry, you're thinking about a sex tape while you're about to get a drill in your mouth?
Are you about to get a hookah now?
Looking at a drilling before she get a filling.
Okay, y'all. It's time for us to get into
Dish
Debate. And we're about to take y'all to church, huh? So, Prophetess Juanita Bynum has got the saints on a frenzy on social media. Prophetess turned the pulpit out and went viral. Church folks who listen to secular music, that's rap, that's R&B, that's pop, basically anything outside of gospel music, and this is what she said.
Care if you got a turn back collar around your head and your neck,
I want to know what bishop told you that you can still be saved and listen to secular music. Who told you that?
But wait, y'all. But wait, it gets worse. It seems as though the prophetess was caught out there not practicing what she was preaching, because the video didn't surface to Juanita turning up to Jeff Fine. That Mary J. Blige. When I tell y'all she was getting it.
Yeah.
Getting it. Now, what do y'all think about this? Do y'all think that it's okay to listen to the Lord's music and to
absolutely. And look at how Jesus moved. He hung out with the knuckleheads just so he could show them the way. You kind of got to know what's going on in the world so you can teach people how to move in the world.
Exactly.
And for her to even know that the City Girls were a thing, you heard that song before Juanita Bynum. You heard the song.
She said, Unica. Yeah.
Come on.
Crack it.
Somebody redid the thong song.
No.
Ooh, that devil so scandalous.
No.
Don't handle this. Yes. Yes.
Not Cisco in the thong song. Played on Sunday.
Uh-huh. And let's just say, when your parents were making love, nobody was making love to like Shirley Caesar, all right?
Well,
let's get it on, Marvin Gaye
of the past.
Yeah.
Usher, Genuine, all that stuff.
Right.
We are not about to get down to up from the ground he arose.
What you mean, like, I got greens, beans, potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey. You name it.
Yeah, but. All right, so Brad, last night, honey, I turned on Celebrity Family Feud to watch my girl Monica. And girl, yeah, you were, honey, with Jermaine Dupri playing against her.
For real?
Yes, baby, let's take a look, child.
Brad, we talked to 100 married women. Name a way your next husband gonna be better than the one you have now.
More money, more money, more money.
More money.
Y'all, we all get competitive here. But, Brad, what was it like playing that game? Because I was like, I was cheering for you.
It was awesome because I grew up as a child, from a child, watching that game when Richard Dawson used to kiss on
him. Yeah, he kissed everybody.
My grandmothers loved that game, so it was an honor for me to be on there. I love Steve Harvey. He was sharp as a tack. His mustache, everything was picture perfect.
Love it.
I just really enjoyed it. And one of the funny things, one of the questions, Monica said, what is something that you want to clear up?
Yeah.
Monica said, credit.
Credit, baby.
I would have accepted that answer.
I would have accepted that, too. All black people want to clear up their credit.
Yo,
but
Brent,
clearly,
Brent,
they don't ask black people.
Was that answer up there?
No.
Oh, what?
No.
We laughed so hard about that, but they edited all of that out. But it was very fun, and I enjoyed myself so much. Even though we didn't win, it was a great time.
Okay, everybody, check this out, y'all. Danity Kane singer Aubrey O'Day has been dropping some amazing pics on IG. Mm-hmm. I know, because I follow her. So amazing, in fact, that she got called out on TikTok for doctoring up her content.
No.
Yes, she did.
Take a look at this,
y'all. She did.
She clapped back hard. We're not going to show these new pics she posted because we are children of God here on Dish Nation. But she's arriving to heaven in an itty-bitty thong bikini. Sharon, you want to read us this quote, mommy?
Oh, my God. Took the private jet to heaven in the last 24. Wanted to share with y'all how beautiful it was. Also ran into Jesus, and we hugged it out. He told me to tell the little bird on TikTok that she needs to stop watching her in the sink. We are adults, baby. You got to run the whole thing through the water.
What? Some of y'all know celebrity so much better than I do. Are people out here doing this?
I don't even know how to do it.
Doing what?
I'm sure they're doing it, but very few people will do the detective work to find out what they got their original pictures.
Yeah, it take me so long to make one TikTok video. I'm going to sit here and try to put my body in the place of a picture. I couldn't do it.
Up next is our girl Tamar Braxton, honey, spending time with someone new. We'll dive into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back. Yes, honey. Now it looks like, honey, Miss Tamar Braxton, baby, done found herself a sugar daddy. I mean, a man. Now, word on the curve is, baby, that she's dating a popular Atlanta attorney, Mr. Jeremy Robinson. And, honey, they were recently out celebrating with her new beau, honey. His 46th birthday, to be exact. Wow. Yes, honey.
Okay. Now,
but guess what, y'all? It looked like, baby, he had been to the cookout a few times, honey. What y'all think?
I love this. She looks like she's glowing. If this is true, she looks very happy, and I'm happy for her. She's been through really enough happy, with the ex and the ex-husband and all these other things. Like, I just want her to be happy, and she looks happy, so that makes me
happy.
That's
what I want.
He looks great. He looks like he can feed a family with his 10-piece bucket meal.
Wow.
Not the colonel.
Oh, my God.
Don't know about those 11 herbs and spices.
Tanner, he looked like you a little bit,
though. He looks like you, bro.
Y'all could be related.
Yeah. But Tanner looks like he can season some chicken, probably.
Yeah.
So.
Yo, Sherry, could you date a man? Could you date a medium rare man? You know what I'm saying?
A medium rare
man. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to be with who loves you. I'm not into that. If they love you, if you love them, then you're going to be with who you love. Yes.
Absolutely.
And when you see Tamar now, you see love on her face, you see happiness on her face. We love to see it. So hell yeah.
All right, y'all. Is everyone ready to go back to Philadelphia? Because it looks like Will Smith is back on the gram.
Yay.
He returned to IG by posting a funny viral video of a baby gorilla poking an adult gorilla with the caption. He's trying to get back on social.
Okay.
Then the very next day, he shared a video of him and his son, Trey, facing off with a spider. It was a huge-ass spider.
I saw that. It was massive.
Now, a lot of fans welcome Will back with open arms. What do you guys think? Has he spent enough time in social media jail? Did he have to go to social media jail?
Yeah.
How do we feel about that?
Put himself there. But at the end of the day, it's Will Smith, man. People going to love you. You just got to come back outside, own up to your stuff, and just move forward. That's what he did.
Right. I like the way that Will Smith did it. Like HK said, he owns up to it. He's got to work it out with Chris. He put in a funny, it was funny. I like it. I'm like, come on back. You can't be gone forever. You're Will Smith.
And I think Chris Rock made enough money on the Sympathy Tour, so now he could just go ahead on and let Chris come on back. Will come on back and be happy ever after.
Have any of you been in social media jail, like taking a break or just been in trouble, Gary? I don't know. Anybody?
Hell, I'm battling all of you social media, honey. I want to go to jail one day, at least for a week or two.
You've been there.
I ain't been in jail long enough to be loved.
Oh, Lord. All right, y'all. Up next, Andrew Freundchess with Bryce Dallas Howard and DeWanda Wise about their movie Jurassic World Dominion Extended Edition. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here in Malta on location for the ultimate Jurassic World Dominion experience, all in celebration of the Blu-ray and digital release. I'm going to be doing stunts. I'm going to be speaking with the cast and celebrating everything this country has to offer. Take a look.
All right, ladies, where are we right now? I don't think this is the junket room at the Four Seasons.
It's not.
No,
this
is
not.
A green screen, though. It's a green screen of Malta.
We're in Malta.
What?
We are in Malta. We are outdoors in Malta. It's gorgeous.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
All right, now I want to do a little thing with you because you're in Jurassic World. If you two could go back and forth until you can stop naming dinosaurs, Bryce, I'll start with you.
I mean, I'm gonna choose like the really simple ones because I don't know
Please.
How to do it.
So okay.
T-Rex.
Lystosaurus.
Velociraptor.
Quetzalcoatlus.
Pteranodon.
Pterodactyl.
Pyroraptor.
Brontosaurus, did you say that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, great.
And then I'm gonna say Brachiosaurus.
Are you guys just making right now?
Probably. That's how easy it felt.
That's how easy it felt. Yeah, but much longer. I don't know if we could have sustained
that. No, that's why I said that we say that.
We're celebrating the home entertainment release. What are some of the little fun things we're going to get that we didn't see in the movie?
I had a really good time looking at the behind the scenes of just us on set. Because it's really ridiculous because you're like, oh my goodness, look what a fun time we had.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that is so cool and special about the release of the extended edition is the extended edition is the movie we intended to make.
Mm.
That movie has crucial scenes that watching just gives me so much joy because I'm like, yes, that sets up that.
Yes.
And you know, and now you know this about that person. And so it's really, really, really great. It's also this is the last movie with this cast, the cast of Jurassic Park and the cast of Jurassic World.
Yeah.
And so to just get to
It's iconic. DeWanda, what is more intimidating, chasing dinosaurs or your dating life on She's Gotta Have It?
That's hilarious. Neither. Was I supposed to be intimidated by those things?
I don't know.
I didn't. That's the first time anybody's ever.
Just us as an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Bryce knows. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Now, I want to ask each of you, I'll start with Bryce. If you were a dinosaur, Bryce Dallas Howard, what would your name be called?
What would my name
yes.
be called?
Yes.
Gigglesaurus.
Gigglesaurus, and what sounds would you make? Dawn, I'm gonna ask you the same question. What would your name be called?
Well, my press dinosaur would be Glamosaurus.
Oh, of course.
Yes!
What does a Glamosaurus, what is, sound does she make?
Huh. It's so beautiful. So sexy.
Just a, Hey guys, all right now I'm about to recreate Claire's epic fight sequence all in celebration of the Jurassic World Dominion home entertainment release. It's not gonna go well.
No.
Oh crap.
Dish Nation!
Dish Nation! Welcome back! Well, y'all, rapper Erica Banks is facing some backlash after recently being seen twerking in front of teenage boys at a high school pep rally. Well, y'all, social media users had a field day and bombarded her with questions like, why are you twerking for underage boys? Erica responded, didn't nobody touch them kids? Clearly, we had a great time and a good day. Wow, y'all.
Love
so
it.
So what y'all think of Erica twerking for these kids?
I know everybody who missed that day will probably be mad at themselves
yes,
if they missed
they
that.
Yeah.
My question is, who hired her? Who booked her?
Let me tell you, the most dope principal of all time.
Was it the principal?
Yeah,
the football coaches.
Like, you stir up boys' hormones, it's hard to bring it down. That's the thing.
Yeah. All those dudes are going to remember everything that they learned that day. It's a day they're never going to forget.
Right.
You got to reach the people where they at. These are future P1 fans.
Sure, they walked into that gymnasium as boys, and they left as men.
Yeah, for real.
Sherry, you should send Jeffrey to that school to get him out the house, baby. You ought to go.
Jeffrey would have not come back home. He'd have been one of her roadies after that. There was no way Jeffrey would have come home. And Jeffrey liked big booties. He done already told me he loves big butts. So Jeffrey, if he was there, my life would have been over.
I hate to break it to you. Jeffrey's probably seen some twerking.
Yeah, sure has. I got somebody twerking while she's on
the line, baby. While you at work.
Oh, please. No.
He watching both of Meg Thee Stallion's cheeks, honey.
Don't shake his hand when you get home.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.